swung on and it popped up, coming back, I believe, out of play. It is. Count remains the same, 2-2. And the Norm Elliott is the pitcher warming up for the Redmen. He is, let's check the statistics here. He has won one and lost one in 31 and a third innings, has walked 13 and struck out 26, 4.2 ERA. He is not in a ballgame. He's just warming up. Here's the stretch by Colabella. The 2-2 pitch on its way to Dolinsek. Swung on, a line shot to deep left field. Going back on the warning track is Zicky. He cannot get it. It's off the fence. Coming home to score, Ralph Sick easily. Dolinsek on his way to third. Here comes the throw. He's in there safe. The right field fence that I believe a little misjudged by the right fielder, Paul Zielczycki. It was low on the fence. It hit just maybe 2 or 3 feet up on the fence, and he got a bad start on it. But nevertheless, it is a triple for John Dolinsek. Ralph Dick scores from second base, and the Devils lead in this ball game by the score of 3-1. Hit number 7 given up by Colabella, and there's a conversation on the mound. Here comes Richard Berquist, the able skipper of the Red Man. He's going to come out and talk it over. Obviously, if nothing else, to give Elliott a little more time to warm up. Well, let's recap the inning very quickly for you. Lenny Randle doubles down the left field line. Rick Valley grounded out. Craig Swan struck out. Roger Dedder triples the left center. Ralph Dick singled up the middle. And John Dolinsek has tripled over the head of right fielder Paul Zielczycki. The Devils have picked up 7 hits and 3 runs and lead in this ball game by the score of 3-1. And Paul Ray Powell is the batter to come up, and he's hitless in 2 attempts, and Norm Elliott now will come on. Officially, Elliott has worked in 12 games. He started 3, has won 1 and lost 1, 31 and 1/3 innings played. He's given up 35 hits and 22 runs, 15 of which were earned. We told you that he had all struck out 26 and walked 13. 4.22 is his official ERA. And he is a senior from Waltham, Massachusetts, and he's 5'11", 22 years of age. And it's kind of surprising, Doug Gerlach, who's sitting over there keeping other kinds of statistics for us, that we expected Kitchen to be the number one reliever. As a matter of fact, I thought he would start the game. Have you heard anything why he did not start?
No. He had a report that came in prior to the series that he had been a little spasmodic on the mound, somewhat erratic, and had trouble control problems. But I expected him, and I thought that's what they told us at the breakfast this morning, that he was going to start, and all of a sudden we're sitting here about 2 minutes before game time, and they come up with somebody else.
Well, that's it. The Devils have Dolinsek at third with two down, and Paul Ray piled the batter. Right-hander winds and fires low to Paul Ray, and it's a ball. And now the man we've been talking about, Kitchen, is out in the bullpen warming up. Here's the next pitch. A line shot into deep center field, going back to Selnick. He'll not get to it. That's all the way to the fence, 420 feet away. Dolinsek scores easily. Paul Ray Powell has just set another record. The old record for triples, actually, I guess he didn't set it, because John Dolinsek or Roger Dedder tied it with a team triple. There was 44. Now the team record is 45, which Roger Dedder tied, and John Dolinsek is the one who breaks it. That's hit number 1 given up by Elliott. The run charged, however, to Colabella, and the Devils lead by the score of 4-1. Billy Joe Cotton pops it up in short right. Going back on the grass is Tom Seminole to take it, and the Devils are retired. But not before, in the fifth, they pick up 4 runs on 1, 2, three, four hits, three of which were extra base variety. There were no errors and one man left. And the score at the end of five complete innings of play, the Sun Devils of Arizona State 4, the Red Men of the University of Massachusetts 1. Yeah, to clarify that now, the record set in 1965 for the Devils for triples as a team, 45. They have set a new record now with three in that inning for a total of 47. So the Devils have a new triples record in 47. Thank you for the 7-up. Pitch by Swanee. Check swing, but a called strike three. Strikeout number 7 for Swan. Out number 1 for the Red Men here in the 6th. Dolinsek is in left field. Callaway Powell in center. Ralph Dick in right. Rick Valley at third base. Roger Ditter short. Lenny Randall at second. And Jeff Osmond at first. Billy Joe Cotton is the catcher. And Craig Swan, the pitcher. A grounder on the first pitch to Ellerbrook. To Randall at second. The throw to Osborne in time. And Ellerbrook is out number 2. That'll bring up Joe DiFrancino. Struck out and then grounded out to the pitcher in the 4th. So he's 0 for 2. Good defensive player. There's a let-up curve. Is inside for a ball. Devils come up with a big fifth. Here's a pitch by Swanee. Fastball misses outside. Pick up 4 big ones and lead it. 4-1. Unofficial statistics, hitting the Red Men 8-2. Pitch by Swanee, outside corner, fastball, strike call. 2 balls and 1 strike. It is yet to be decided when. Here's the pitch by Swanee. A foul out of play to the right side. Should the Devils win, and we of course work on that assumption, it is still yet to be decided when they will play Tulsa. They will play Tulsa, but the time tomorrow depends on the outcome of the New York Tulsa game tonight, in the game that will follow this one. Here's a pitch by Swanee. A shot into center field for a base hit. That is hit number 3 given up by Swan, as DiSarcino sends a shocker to straightaway center field. The Red Men have a runner at first base, and Bob Hanson, the man who put it out of here in his last appearance in the 4th, is the batter. Swanee will make sure, if he can, to keep the ball low to this guy. Good power. Left-handed batter. Pitch. Right. Outside corner. Ball strike 1. Here's a stretch by Swanee. Look at the runner. Delivers a let-up curve, but it's high and away to the left-handed batting left fielder, 1-1. I think we did mention that he is an All-American. He is on the second unit. All-American outfielder. Here's a pitch. Just missed the outside corner. A good pitch by Swanee. But it's a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. As you know, the Devils leading the All-American team. Here's the pitch by Swanee. A fly ball to short center field. Foul coming in. Better going out. Paul Ray calling for it and has it for out number 3. So for the Red Men in the 6th, they have no runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings of play, Arizona State 4, Massachusetts 1. The 6th, and Jeff Osborne will lead it off. 8 Devils batted last inning. Jeff was the only man who did not. He's had 2 previous trips to the plate and still is looking for his first base hit. We mentioned that quite a few people here are the Ellenbergs, the Clarks, the Schaefers are here, all rooting on the Devils. And they are a hearty band, let me tell you. Pitch is outside for a ball. Count is even up on Jeff Osborne at 1 apiece. Here's the pitch by Elliott. Right-hander puts one in the dirt at Jeff's feet, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Don Dotz is here taking care of all the alumni functions. They had a nice luncheon on Monday. And the Odd Couple are here. That's what they call Jack Smitherin, the assistant coach, and Brownie, the equipment manager. There's fouled by Jeff back up to the screen, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's really funny because they refer to these two as the Odd Couple simply because their room is in such disarray. They have all the athletic equipment in the hotel room, and it's a little difficult to keep it neat and clean. And their sandwiches are absolutely terrible. 2-2 to Jeff Osborne. Norm Elliott, the right-hander, lets up on a curve. It hangs high, and it's count as four. Devils lead in the ballgame, 4-1, and are batting in the bottom of the sixth. Osborne takes low for ball four, and Jeff Osborne is on first base. That's the first walk given up by either the starting pitcher, Lou Colavella, who is kind of stingy in that department, and Norm Elliott. And that'll bring up Lenny Randle, who is 2-for-2, an infield single in the second, and then double down the left field line for his second. There's a very lazy throw by Elliott, brought Ellerbrook off the bag. No chance to get him, just a kind of a notification that the pitcher knows he's there. Pitch to Randle is an attempted bunt, pulls the bat back, takes call strike on the outside corner as he zipped one in there. Rick Valley on deck. Nobody down. The runner at first base is Jeff Osborne. The pitch to Randle. A fly ball into right center field. Coming over is the center fielder, Salnick. Picks it off and then rifles the ball to Ellerbrook at first base in an attempt to double up Jeff Osborne, but Jeff is back in time. So Randle is out for the first time today, flying to center field, and Rick Valley, who is hitless in two, steps in. Youngster with a good glove and a good arm from Tucson has a hit in this College World Series. Norm Elliott, the right-hander, with the stretch and the peak at Osborne, delivers in the dirt. Ball gets away from the catcher, bouncing over. He cannot find it. Osborne may go all the way to third. He will go all the way to third base. That pitch by Norm Elliott, hit in the dirt, hit then off the glove of catcher Tony Ginnappi, went over to his right towards the first base dugout as Tony turned to his left. He spun around, threw the mask off, and by the time he realized where the ball was, even Jeff Osborne had a chance to go all the way to third. So it'll be, I believe, a wild pitch. So Osborne is at third with one out, and Rick Valley awaits the one ball pitch. It's inside for ball two. Texas really attacked that ball this afternoon. Boy, they hit that ball all over the place, but no more so than the Devils did in the fifth. There's a called strike on the outside corner, a fastball. Two balls and one strike to Rick Valley. One away, and Jeff Osborne at third. He walked and went to third on a wild pitch. Norm Elliott, the right-hander, quickly winds up, delivers. That was a zinger two, called strike two, and Valley taking all the way. 4-1, Sun Devils leading. Here's the pitch to Valley. Swung on a grounder to the left side and nicely knocked down by the third baseman. The throw is just in time. A very good play by Tim Berenger at third base. He had to stretch out all 5'11" of him to make that stop in his webbing. And from that position got up and threw Rick Valley out. So they're two down now, and Craig Swan steps in. Osborne stayed at third. He had no choice. Wind up, pitch to Swan, swung on, a line shot, but foul, down the right field line, into the bleachers. About 6,000 fans are on hand to watch this game, and we have indicated to you that the cool weather back in Omaha has kind of kept attendance down. They have not been setting any records. Here's a pitch to Swan, a grounder to the right side, Ellerbrook fields it, the throw to the pitcher, just in time, and the side is retired. For the Devils in the sixth, no runs, no hits, there were no errors, and a man left. And the score at the end of six complete innings of play. Arizona State 4, Massachusetts 1.
It's
last year's winner of the Silver Trophy Award was Jack Deasing of Omaha.
Craig Swan will go to the top of the seventh and face the cleanup hitter, Tony Ginnappi, followed by Tom Seminole and Nick Selnick. 3:42 on the season. Takes one outside for a ball. He's a left-handed batting catcher, scrappy little guy. He's hitless in two trips. Slide to left field and struck out. Craig Swan, freshman starter, 8-0 on the season, is working in the College World Series for the Devils. There's a curveball, a let-up curve, is across the outside corner, and it's even up at one apiece. The Red Men of Massachusetts got here in the District 1 playoffs by... There's a fly ball to left field out in foul territory, and it is now A ball and two strikes. Donacek gave chase, but it was too far out. They defeated Dartmouth 5-2, and they won two games over Boston University by the score of 8-6 and 6-1 to become the District 1 champion. A ball and two strikes to Chinapi. Across the plate, but low, and it's even up at 2-2. On deck, Seminole. And in the hole, Mitch Selman. Greg Swan, the right-hander ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. And Billy Cotton zings that one back to Craig to, hey, let's not put anybody on there that doesn't work for him. He has the one he wants. Here he comes, 3-2. Gets away from Billy Cotton. It was inside, ball four. Walk number two given up by Swanee. But Cotton hustles, and Chinapi will stay at first base. Seminole, the batter, a bloop single to right in the second and struck out. 3-19 is the slide rule computation of Nordy Jensen. You're safe. Can't tell you how much we appreciate these two guys with all their help. Here's the first pitch to Seminole. It's inside for a ball. Remind you that you're tuned to KOOL in Phoenix, the 960 spot on your radio dial. There's a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Nobody down as the leadoff batter, Tony Chinapi, got on with a walk. Craig Swan works from the stretch, delivers 1-1, swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. A ball and two strikes. Went to a baseball writer's breakfast this morning at a brewery, which has got to be something different already. There's a pitch by Swanee. Inside, almost hit it. And it's 2-2. They serve pancakes with beer in them. Can you know that? No. They had a very nice breakfast for it. And both Dick Burquist and a couple of the coaches were talking. It swung on and missed for strike three. Seminole becomes strikeout victim number 8, out number 1 in the 7th for the Red Man. And Mitch Salnick is the batter. They're on both the New York University ball club and on the Massachusetts ball club. There are quite a few Italian names. And quite a to-do was made about many of the Italian folks at this morning's breakfast. There's a change-up curve, a fly ball to short left field, going back is Ditter. Donacek coming in, waving him away. Camps underneath it and has it for the second out. So I was really amazed, and thought maybe we should have had spaghetti instead of pancakes.
Right there.
But, your system just can't take spaghetti at 8 o'clock in the morning, folks. Although we love it. Okay, it's Paul Suzuki. 0 for 2 trips with 2 down. The runner at first base is still Tanaka. And Suzuki has not had a good year. 188 on the season. Pitch by Swanee. Check swing. Excuse me, foul. Back to the screen. And the count is a ball and a strike. Devils leading the ball game by the score of 4-1. The game that will follow this will feature the two undefeated teams of the College World Series, University of Tulsa and New York University. Here's the pitch by Swanee. A let-up curve is a shot into center field. One hopper to Paul Ray Powell, and the Red Men have two men on. No doubt about that one. Right up the middle on the line drive. Chinapi stops at second base, and with two down and two on, Tim Berenger, who made an excellent defensive move at third base, will have a word or two with his third base coach, the coach of the ball club, Dick Berkley. Swanee has yielded 4 hits and 2 walks, has struck out 8, has 2 down with 2 on, as Berenger steps in. Here's the stretch by Craig and the peak at second base. Right-hander delivers, swung and a miss for strike. On deck is the pitcher, Norm Elliott. Action continues in both bullpens as we see both Crawford and Gura warming up for the Devils, and I believe it is Kitchen warming up for the high inside fastball as a ball, and the count to Berenger is even at 1 apiece. Right-handed batting third baseman, number 14. Stretch by Swanee, fastball outside corner, and late umpire Newsom says it very easily with his right hand. I think we made mention to you a moment ago, the uniforms that the Massachusetts Ball Club are wearing are almost identical to the Arizona State uniforms. And, of course, the variants here being gray and white because of the visiting home team. Inside and high for a ball that counts even at 2 apiece. And now, Jack Bernardo, a 6 foot, 170-pound sophomore from Ludlow, Massachusetts, is warming up in the bullpen. Here's the pitch by Swanee, foul back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 4-1 ball game, and the Devils lead it with Massachusetts batting in the top of the seventh. And again, we want to thank all our sponsors. 7-Up, Western States Tire Sales, Cavalier Homes, Ozark Fried Chicken, all of those folks that help bring you Arizona State University baseball action from this, the 23rd Annual College World Series. The fifth one for the Devils. This is the second one for the Red Mills. Inside and high, the count is full as Swanee took a little too much time. He came off the rubber once when it looked like Chinoppe had too big a lead at second base. And eventually when he got back on, he kept looking a little too long and threw high and tight to Behringer. Here's the attempt to pick off play. Zetter comes behind the runner. Chinoppe back in plenty of time. And that's actually what must have been troubling Swanee before. He must have thought that they wanted to do it and was a little bit confused. Here's the stretch. 3-2 pitch. On its way. Runners moving. Grounder through the hole into left field. Chinoppe will score easily. The throw from Dolinsek will come to Zetter at third base. And the Red Man have scored run number 2. Hit number 5 given up by Swanee. As Behringer comes through, Chinoppe scores from second. Suzuki stops at second. And Bobby Winkles is coming to the mound. And he is not going to take any chances. He is going to bring on Larry Gura. Actually, the Massachusetts folks thought that Gura probably would be a starter anyway. He's had 3 full days of rest, plus since he did not finish the first game. Speaking of rest, it was kind of ironic. Kitchen, who was supposed to start, had only 2 days rest. He did not start, but before the game, we thought he was. And it was ironic because Kitchen had 2 days rest and Swan had 32 days rest. That's how long it had been since he started. Well, Swan comes out. He worked 6 2/3 innings, has given up the 2 runs on 5 hits, has walked a pair and struck out 8. He is responsible, however, for the 2 men on. And there are 2 men on. Suzuki at second base and Behringer at first. And they're going to have a pinch hitter, Steve Sanford, for the pitcher, Elliott. So Sanford will hit for the pitcher here in the 7th. And Gura, the left-hander, comes on in relief. Devils lead in the ball game by the score of 4-2, but the tying runs are on base. Chinoppe led off the inning with a walk. Seminole struck out. Salnick flied to left. And then Suzuki singled up the middle, followed by Behringer singled through the hole to left as Chinoppe scored. Suzuki stopping at second base. And Bobby Winkles has said to himself very early, the youngster is a good pitcher, but I am not going to take any chances because if you lose this one, there's only one place to go, and that's home. And he does not want to go there yet. 4-2. Devils lead it. The Red Man have 2 men on, and Sanford is the pinch hitter. We'll try to dig out where he stands statistically. Oops, got the wrong one here. We'll find it. Right-handed batter. In 22 ball games, he's hitting 190. Plays third base. Right-handed batter. Chokes up in the back. Close stance. Pitches a curveball strike on the outside corner. And Sanford takes it. Larry Gura working in relief of Craig Swan in the 7th. 2 men on, 2 down. Gura has the one he likes. The peak at second base. Left-hander fires, swung out and missed the curveball. He's used 2 curves in a row, and it looks good. It is unusual, we admit, but we are reminded that this is Gura's 3rd relief appearance of the year. Here he comes. Pitch is swung on and fouled to the right side out of play. Count remains the same, 0-2. Stanford had to reach for that one, as Gura tried to catch the outside corner or make him go for a bad pitch at least. Has a new ball ready to work. 0-2, coming, fastball, grounded to the left side. Detter picks it up, shuffle pass to Randall. The fourth at second base gets Behringer for the third out to retire the Red Men, but not before they pick up a run on two hits. There were no double errors and two men left. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings of play, Arizona State 4, Massachusetts 2. The new pitcher for the University of Massachusetts is Jack Bernardo. He's 20 years old, 6 foot, 170 pounds, sophomore. And statistically, he's worked in 11 games. Oops, take that back now. He's worked in 11 games. He's won 3 and lost 1. Has an ERA of 4.00. Struck out 21, and he's pretty stingy, walking only 7. So he obviously has some pretty good control. Throws right-handed, and he has completed his warm-up throws, and we go to the bottom of the 7th inning, and the Devils will try to get that run back, starting at the top of the order with Roger Dent. Devils lead 4-2. They are the home team here in this game in the loser's bracket, which, of course, the loser will have to go home. And the winner will play again tomorrow.
Top the winner, Roger Dedder.
Jack Bernardo facing Roger Dedder. A single in the first, hit into a double play in the third, and tripled in the fifth. First pitch to him is a ball low and away. Tim Behringer at third base, Jack DeSantino at short, Tom Semino at second, Ray Ellerbrook at first. Pitch is a check swing, but a called strike. Count is even 1-1. In the outfield, Bob Hansen in left, Mitch Salnick in center, and Paul Silzicki in right. Jack Bernardo, the third Red Man pitcher of the afternoon, and Tony Chinoppi is the catcher. 1-1 coming. Curveball catches the outside corner, and Roger watches it go by. It is a ball and two strikes. Ralph Dick and John Dolinsek as the D's come to bat in the seventh. Ready, pitches a cross the plate, but it is low, and the count is even at 2-2. And now John Kitchen is warming up in the bullpen, and he's being very closely observed to see how he feels with only a couple of days rest. He's a big chap, 6'3". Pitch on Dedder is a curveball low, and the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wiley Rogers hanging in there. Devils came up with 4 big ones in the 5th inning and lead in the ball game 4-2. 3-2 pitch, swung on, foul back to the screen. Devils have amassed 8 hits off of 3 Redmen pitchers, and the Redmen have picked up 5 off of Craig Swan, who worked in 6 2/3 innings. Gura came in to pitch to only one man. Right-hander ready. 3-2. Swung on, a grounder to the left side. DeSantino up with the play. The throw is safe. The throw brought Ellerbrook up off the bag, and while he was in the air, Speedy Roger came down with a foot on the bag. So it will have to go as a hit. No, they're going to call it an error. They've been very, very liberal with their hits in this College World Series, and we thought, sure, that would be. Well, it's an E5 on the throw. Dedder is at E6, I beg your pardon. Dedder is safe, and the batter is Ralph Dick, 1-for-3. Ralph's average, 347. Stretched by Bernardo. The runner is moving. Here's the throw to second base, and Dedder's in there. The ball gets away from the shortstop covering, bouncing, or the second baseman covering, bouncing up over his head. The shortstop, however, there. Roger is in the second base with his second stolen base of the afternoon. He has 22 on the season, and I believe that is stolen base number 3 of the afternoon for the Devils, who like to run. So Ralph Dick has a chance now to increase his RBI as Bernardo checks the runner, delivers to Dick, swung out and missed. And it is 0-2. First pitch to Dick was a called strike. Dedder looking down at Jocko Smither at third, wants to know what to do. Jocko yelling back, if it's a hit, run. That's good coaching, right? Stretch by Bernardo. Here's the 0-2. Dix swings and fouls it off the instep of his right foot. Everything all right, however. Bouncing out from foul territory to the right side and retrieved by Tony Nabby. And the count is the same, 0-2. No action in the double bullpen, although Crawford was warming up with Gura. And John Kitchen continues to warm up in the Redman bullpen. 4-2 ball game, Devils lead, and batting in the seventh with Vedder at second and nobody down. Pitch, check swing outside and low to Ralph Dick, and the scoreboard reads a ball and two strikes. Game just about an hour and a half old, and you're hearing it all on KOOL, the 960 spot on your radio dial. Here's the 1-2 pitch, check swing outside, ball two. Ralph had a notion, but no motion. Jack Bernardo working in relief of Norm Elliott, who worked in relief of Lou Colabella, the starter. Right-hander checks Vedder at second base and is ready with the 2-2. The pickoff play goes back, but Vedder back in plenty of time. Bernardo beginning here in the seventh inning. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch to Dick. It's outside for ball three, and Ralph's watching them all. Well, the Devils had a big fourth, and they had four extra base hits, in case you joined us. Three triples and a double, picked up four runs, and that's where all of their scoring has been done here in this game. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming to Dick, swung on a grounder to the left side. DiSarcino has it, looks better back to second base, and the throw this time is right to Ellerbrook for out number one. So Dick runs out, and John Dolinsek. A grounder, the first baseman, who took an unassisted, a walk, and a triple. And I believe, are they going to walk him? It looked like the intentional ball. It is. They're going to intentionally pass John Dolinsek. I can't understand that, because they're going to walk him to get the PR power, but that's the game. So John Dolinsek gets an intentional pass, walk number one given up by Bernardo, and the second walk given to the Devils this afternoon. Ball three. Canopy holding his mitt glove way to the outside, and there's the fourth one. Dolinsek drops down to first base. The Devils now have runners at first and second, and Paul Ray Powell is going to step in there. Foul a triple himself back in the fifth for his first hit in three appearances in this ballgame. So the Devils have two men on and one away. The red men hoping for the double play. PR with a good swing awaits the first pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and fouled the right side out of play. The two. The red men picking up a run in the fourth on Bob Hansen's home run over the right center field fence, and then a run in the seventh. Bernardo ready, delivers to Paul Ray, swung out and missed for strike two. Really fooled him, he missed it a mile. Oh and two, Paul Ray behind, Bernardo ahead, looks down at Chinoppi for the sign. Vedder, the runner at second base. Dolinsek, the runner at first. One away. Here's the pitch. Change-up curve, line shot into straightaway center field. And it is caught in there by the center fielder, Mitch Selnick, as he makes a great catch on the ball. And it looks like maybe he broke his glasses, or at least has something wrong with it, as he's called timeout. Let me put my field glasses on. We'll see if we can pick it up. No, obviously the glass part just came out of the band, and he wanted only a moment to put them back in. He's all ready to go. Makes a nice catch on Paul Ray's shot to center field. We're out number two. Vedder and Dolinsek hold their bases. So, 0-for-3, Billy Cotton steps in. Slide to center twice and popped up to the second baseman. Boy, would he like to hit it. There's a shot. It's a slow grounder to the third baseman. Takes it and steps on third base for the fourth play. And the Devils are retired in the seventh. For the Devils in the seventh, no runs on no hits. There was an error and two men left. And the score at the end of seven complete innings of play. The Sun Devils of Arizona State 4, the Redmen of the University of Massachusetts 2.
Juvenile.
Larry Gura will work to the top of the order for the Redmen. Here's the first pitch to Ellerbrook, and it's inside for a ball. Ellerbrook walked to start the ball game back in the first, has since popped up to the shortstop and grounded out. Left-handed batting first baseman, close stance. Gura ready, delivers, a curveball is right in there. Call strike one. Larry Gura worked the first game against the Longhorns. Lost it 4-0, but only gave up one earned run. Ready with the 1-1 pitch, delivers a fastball, attempted, but is fouled to the ground, and it's a ball and two strikes. His ERA on the year is 1.12 in 19 ball games. He is 0.2 of a point below Jerry Gentry's record. There's a pitch inside for a ball. The count is even at 2-2. Larry ready to work with the 2-2 pitch on its way. Fastball just misses outside, and it's a full count. And this was Larry's big problem in the Longhorn game, because of very unlike him, he got behind batters and consequently lost more than he won. Usually he's ahead, consequently can move those pitches around pretty good. That's high inside for ball four, and he walks the first man up. Walk number three, given up by Devil pitchers. Craig Swan gave up 2, Gura 1. No action in the bullpen as Joe DiSantino, a single and three trips, steps in. Gura with the stretch and the peek at the runner. Delivers the fastball, called strike, right down the pipe. Redmen have not tested Billy Joe's arm. Here's the pitch by Gura, a grounder to the left side, foul, just barely. Picked up in there by Rick Valley just in time. And hustling back to first base is Ray Ellerbrook. 0-2. Gura way ahead now. DiSarcino struck out in the first, grounded out to the pitcher in the fourth, and singled up the middle in the sixth. Ellerbrook with a short lead. DiSarcino, even with the plate, close stance. Gura delivers, fastball misses outside. This is, as we said, his third job as a reliever. He worked against Chapman and against the U. Here's the next pitch, curveball, a grounder to the left side. Valley has it, the throw to Randall for one in time. The throw is not in time on the relay. And DiSarcino is safe on the fielder's choice as Ellerbrook is erased 5-4. The Devils have 5 double plays in the series thus far.
23.
Texas has 4. UCLA has 3. As did, as does Massachusetts. New York 1. And Mississippi had 1. Southern Illinois had a pick. There's a call strike to Bob Hanson. Left-handed batting left fielder. 1-for-3, but it a powerful one was. Here's the pitch by Gura. Missed. Low for a ball. And it's even up at 1-apiece. One away, the runner at first base is Joe DiSarcino, and the batter is Bob Hanson. Left-handed batter, good power. Low crouch, Gura checks. Left-handed delivers, misses the outside corner. Hanson watches nicely, and it's two balls and a strike. Remember, the team's still staying at the Blackstone Hotel, and would very much appreciate you sending them a wire saying hello and good luck. Pitch by Gura, swung on, popped up left side, going towards the bleachers. Giving chase is third baseman Valley, to no avail. It's up about 5 rows, and it's all even up at 2-2. Hanson's home run was over the right center field fence, but he can hit to left field as well, and did so last night, as he hit one all the way to the scoreboard in left center. Gura ready with the 2-2. Here it comes. Swung on a grounder to Lenny Randle at second. A shuffle pass to Dedder for one. The throw is not in time, and Hanson is safe as the Devils miss another double play. So Hanson is safe on the fielder's choice, and this DeSarcino is a race 4-6. So they're two down, Hanson at first, and the cleanup hitter, Tony Chinappi, who walked in the seventh and scored.
Tony Chinappi.
One other game tonight to be played here at Rosenblatt Stadium, that between the two undefeated teams left in the College World Series. That is New York University, the Violets, and Tulsa Hurricanes. There's a pitch to Chinappi across the outside corner, fastball, strike one. Then, of course, after that game is decided, the times of the next two games will be given. There's a pitch, is a fastball high, even up 1-1. But it is definite at this moment that Arizona State will play Tulsa, providing, of course, they beat Massachusetts, and we're assuming they will, and that Texas will play New York University. There's a fastball strike, and it's a ball and two strikes to Chinappi. Gura shakes off the first sign given him by Billy Joe. Then a peek at the runner. Ready with 1-2. Coming, check, swing, but a call strike three on the outside corner, and the red men are retired. Strikeout number one for Gura. That's nine on the evening, and for the red men in the eighth. No runs, no hits. There were no errors, and the man left. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings of play. Arizona State 4, University of Massachusetts 2. It's the bottom of the eighth. The Devils, the home team, will send up Jeff Osborne, Lenny Randle, and Rick Valley in that order. They'd like to get some insurance runs. As the sun kind of sneaks through, as it sets in the west, we see some long shadows on the infield. It will not be to any effect. It will not bring any warmth, and it will not be in the eyes of any of the players, which would be of any detriment to them. Osborne still looking for his World Series first base hit. He got on, eventually got to third base, but could not score in the sixth. Like very much to go home with a bingo. Steady little player. The shortest, I believe, I'm quite sure, the shortest first baseman in the whole tournament. Inside for a ball. Pitcher Bernardo does not like the ball and asks for and receives a new one. 343 feet down both lines. First baseline runs east and west. And 420 to straightaway center. A grounder foul to the first base coach, who feels it well for a pitcher and flicks it to Ellerbrook, who in turn fires it to Bernardo. 1-1. Here's pitch. Curveball is grounder through the hole into center field, and Jeff Osborne has a base hit. The shortstop, DeSarcino, had moved over to his left, and it looked for a moment like he could get to the ball, but it went under the glove into center field. And the Devils have a runner up. That's the first hit given up by Bernardo, and the Devils have nine in this ballgame. Randle the batter. Single, a double, and fly to center field. Here's the pitch. Randle takes. It's crossed the plate, but low, it's a ball. Third annual College World Series. Arizona State in for the fifth time. Swung on and a grounder just foul down the left field line. Says Lenny is really pulling that ball. University of Arizona has been here 11 times, and with Arizona State 5, that's 16, right? So out of 23, Arizona's been very well represented. Another foul ball right through Jack Smitherin's hand. And I think for a good reason. One ball and two strikes to Lenny Randle. The runner at first base is Jeff Osborne with nobody down in the Devils' half of the eighth inning. Lenny standing in. Jack Bernardo ready. The right-hander delivers, and he takes it high and away for a ball. Skip Hancock from Cavalier Homes, I know, very much would like to be back here again. He was certainly here in 64. He was an All-American. Here's a pitch. Inside to Lenny Randle. That's two balls and two strikes.
Devils had a couple of days off, got a lot of rest on a sunny, warm Sunday, but had a little work on Monday. Pitch, Randall pops it up into short left field. DeSartino going back. The center fielder coming in and makes a Willie Mays catch on the dead run for out number one. Randall pops to short center for out number one, and Rick Valley will step in. It's 7:15 here in Omaha. The 23rd annual College World Series, and the Devils battling to stay in. They lead 4-2. They're batting in the bottom of the eighth. Valley takes the call strike on the outside corner. Lost the opener to Texas 4-2. Came back to beat UCLA 2-1 in extra innings. And are leading Massachusetts 4-2 and batting in the bottom of the eighth. Bernardo ready. Delivers to Valley. A changeup curve. A little number to the left side, but it's foul. And it's 0-2 to Valley. Well, hopefully, the philosophy behind Coach Winkle's selection of Craig Swan would have allowed the Devils to have a fresh Larry Gura and Laren Legros going into Wednesday and Thursday. Pitch swung on again, fouled to the left side. Gura now has come in relief. It does not look like he has really thrown too high, and he will pitch but 2.5 innings. So it's very possible that he could move Legros into tomorrow's action and then move Gura to the following day should the Devils stay in. Pitch, check swing outside. A ball and two strikes. But pitching depth means quite a bit in the tournament, and particularly in these two critical days, because you could have pitched your best man, say, on Friday and had a weekend to rest and pitch him again like Texas did, but now what? Grounded foul.